The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake. For you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, that one word, if I was to go back now and continue Mass, would sum up all the readings from today. Now. Simple word, now. It's the secret of life. The secret of happy, joyful living. When you listen to the Gospel this morning, which we have just read, where were your thoughts if you were listening? Did you see it as a threat? And that's how most people see it, that the Lord somehow or other is going to catch you when you least expect. That's how most people see that. That is the totally wrong interpretation of the Gospel this morning. Because that's bad news. That's not good news, which is the meaning of the Gospel or of the Word. So it's nothing to do with about what's going to happen next year, or 10 years' time, or 20 years' time. It's about the here and now. Being in the now. Way back in the year 250, Irenaeus, a doctor of the church, one of the early doctors of the church, said, "The unaware life is not worth living. The unaware life is not worth living." And unfortunately, most of us, and I include myself for most of our lives, we are living in totally unawareness. We're either in the past or we're in the future. And we're rarely in the present. And God is always in the presence. And we are rarely present to the presence. If you just analyze or examine your thoughts over the last couple of days, you'll find that you almost invariably think of nothing new. You have, most of us, I include myself, it's not you, it's me too. Most of us have more or less the same thoughts every day. We're either in the past going over some event, or we're in the future worrying about something that's not real yet, but we're rarely in the here and now. And so we're not aware of what's happening around us. When we listen to the gospel this morning, it's not about Jesus coming in 10 years' time or 100 years' time or 1,000 years' time. Advent is always. It's not the few weeks or the 4 weeks before Christmas. It's always. Christ is always coming to us in thousands of different ways. Look, we live in the presence of the Lord. We live in the presence of the Lord, and you cannot live any other way, whether you like it or not. We are always in the presence of the Lord. Now that's a wonderful thought. We are always in the presence of the Lord. But we're not always present to Him. Does that make sense? We're not always present to Him. We have a saying in Ireland, and it fits the bill here. They say about somebody who's, you know, away with the fairies. Or I mean, I don't mean to use that word, but you know what I mean, away, yeah, someplace else. All the lights are on, but there's nobody at home. All the lights are on, but there's nobody at home. And people are often like that. People, a lot of people, because you're so used to it, you sleepwalk through Mass. No, you do. There was a priest one day, and he thought he was giving a very good homily. And during his homily, a man got up and he walked out. And at the end of Mass, his wife came to the priest and said, "Father, I'm very sorry that John walked out this morning during your homily. I hope you didn't take it personally." Well, he said, "Yes, I was a bit upset when he walked out." "Well, don't worry, Father," she said. "John has been sleepwalking for years." But it's very, very true. I mean, you just listen this morning to the words you're saying at Mass, to the prayers. And very often, I listen intently to you, whether you believe it or not. And I look at you, and I listen to you. And very often, it's just rote. Just, you've said it so many times before, it's just babble. You're not aware. And that's sad. You're not really aware of what you're saying. And I sometimes, instead of celebrating Mass, I go to Mass because it's an education. And I look at the priests going through the motions. And very often I think, he's not even remotely here. He's someplace else. The words don't mean anything to him. And I'll give you two classic examples. You know, at the part of the Mass where at the offertory the priest says, "Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father." He's asking you to pray that the offerings may be acceptable. But instead of looking at you, he's turning over the pages, totally ignoring your reply. Now, I put my head on the line here. Look at me. When I say those words this morning, I will look at you. And when you finish, I will bow my head to say thank you. And then I will turn over the page. But worst of all, and this really gets to me, and it gets to my heart, that those lovely words, beautiful words, before we receive Holy Communion. And the words are, Lord, comma, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. But what do we often do at Mass? Lord, I am not worthy of you, I only say the word. And some priests nowadays, in order to speed up, don't even use those words. They just get on to the next thing. It's sad. I find occasionally going to Mass is an education on how not to celebrate Mass. That's putting it in a nutshell. You know, you got to be aware. We have so many obstacles today to being aware. We've all got cell phones or iPads, and you're walking on the sidewalk today is very dangerous. Honestly, it is. You got people coming against you. Hello? Oh, sorry. Now, I never change my course, so I keep walking towards them just to let them know. That's me. And then the son say, and then sometimes they look at me and say, why are you walking towards me? Well, you know, look where you're going. And they're missing life. They're missing people. And Jesus comes to us in every little situation in life, in the things around us, in the things that are happening, in the people we meet. When I look at you, I'm looking at God, an image of God. Well, you know, it's beautiful. I'm reminded of God in the flowers, and you look up at the sky and the rain, and it's all, God is present in everything. There's a story that sums up that. A man gets a new dog. He's a gun dog. And he takes him out shooting, and he shoots a duck over a pond, and the duck lands in the middle of the pond. And he says to the dog, fetch. The dog walks across the water, fetches the duck and bring it back. And the guy goes, guy. So a little while later, he shoots another duck, which goes down in the middle of the pond, and he says, fetch. And the dog again walks across the water and brings the duck back. So the guy at this stage now is really amazed at this new dog he's got. So he can't wait to tell his neighbor. So next day he invites his neighbor to go out shooting with him. And they shoot a duck over the same pond. He lands in the pond and the owner says, fetch. He walks across the water, brings the duck back. The guy beside him, his neighbor, doesn't say anything. So it happens again. And eventually the owner of the dog can no longer contain himself. So he says to the neighbor, do you notice anything extraordinary about that dog of mine? And the neighbor thinks and scratches his head and he says, yeah, he said, the son of a gun can't swim. How aware was he? Believe me, there's miracles happening in life all the time. And God is coming to us every moment of our lives. And he's speaking to us in every person we meet, in everything we see. And when you, it's something I pray for every single day, including this morning. I pray for the gift of awareness. Another name for the gift of awareness is spirituality. Awake. 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 A man came to Buddha and he said, "Are you a god?" And Buddha said, "No, I am not a god." "Are you an angel?" And Buddha said, "No, I am not an angel." The man says, "Are you a prophet?" And the Buddha says again, "No, I'm not a prophet." Well, he says, "Who are you or what are you?" And the Buddha replied, "I am awake." And that's the meaning of Buddha. I am awake. I am awake. And when you are awake to the Lord in every moment of your life, it will bring an indescribable joy. You will have a whole new vision. And that's what Jesus is talking about in the gospel this morning.